Hi, this is Vishnu Chaudhary, your host on the Vishnu Show podcast. Make sure to share this episode with your friends. Today, I'm going to talk about hustle culture, the word that has been into this internet for a long while. So let's dig into it. I don't know it is bad or good, but I have some point of view that I would like to share with you all. So let's get started.
Play hard, play clean,
change.
We're making a name for ourselves.
Startup, success, productivity, money, side hustle, Web 3.0 are the trending words of 2022, and all the late teens and early 20s are stuck into those echo chambers of hustle culture. हसलिंग का एक्चुअल मीनिंग तो एनर्जेटिक एक्शन है, पर मॉडर्न कॉन्टेक्स्ट में अगर हसल कल्चर को देखें तो इट्स लाइक ओवरवेलमिंग टू अ पॉइंट जहां पर वो एक लाइफस्टाइल बन जाता है. वी ऑल हैव सीन मीम टेम्पलेट्स लाइक इफ यू आर इन योर लेट टीन्स और ट्वेंटीज एंड योर मेन सर्कल इज नॉट डिस्कसिंग फिल इन द ब्लैंक्स देन यू आर इन द रॉन्ग सर्कल, द नेटवर्क इज योर नेटवर्थ एंड व्हाट नॉट. ऑल दिस ग्लोरिफिकेशन हैव मेड हसल कल्चर बैड एंड टॉक्सिक. They say people get burnout and it happens only when people can't take the heat. This was not the end of it. Then the era of hustle porn started. When influencers and tech entrepreneurs like Gary Vee and Ranveer Alawadia have made hustle culture a lifestyle on the internet. And if you fail to deliver it, they make you feel you are guilty and incompetent. Like waking up at 5 a.m. in the morning, doing workout, skipping the breakfast, or working like 19 hours like Elon Musk are such a stereotype now. There is one statement from Samarana. If you pause for a second, you will see that these motivational speakers have made a rat race even at a difficult times like pandemic. हसल कल्चर को लोग टॉक्सिक इसलिए भी मानते हैं क्योंकि देखो, सक्सेस पाने का भी एक तरीका होता है, और उससे पहले तो तुम्हें अपने सक्सेस का एक्चुअल मीनिंग पता करना पड़ेगा. जैसे किसी के लिए वो फेम होता है, किसी के लिए ढेर सारा पैसा, और किसी के लिए कुछ और. और हसल कल्चर को लोग आज इस तरह से फॉलो कर रहे हैं जैसे कि वो कोई रेस में हो. बहुत सारे प्रोजेक्ट्स पर एक साथ काम करते हैं. देयर इज़ अ फाइन लाइन बिटवीन हार्ड वर्क एंड वर्किंग फॉर सक्सेस, एंड लोग इसे रियलाइज़ नहीं कर पाते हैं. आप सुपर बिजी हो पर कोई पॉजिटिव एंड रिजल्ट्स ही नहीं है. आई एम नॉट सेइंग दैट डोंट डू द हार्ड वर्क. आई एम जस्ट सेइंग प्लीज ऐड सम स्मार्ट वर्क एंड बी एट योर ओन पेस. मैं 10 घंटे डेली सोता हूँ और 3 घंटे काम करता हूँ क्योंकि मेरे पास एलन मस्क वाली कैपेसिटी नहीं है. इजंट इट बियर्ड हाउ वी थ्राइव एन अचीवमेंट. वी आर द अचीवमेंट कल्चर. वी आर हसल कल्चर जहाँ हसल, प्रोडक्टिविटी, अच्छे मार्क्स, बढ़िया जॉब, बड़ा पे चेक को प्रायोरिटाइज किया जाता है over your mental health, good relationships, which doesn't even cost you a penny. We have a culture of tangible output. Mental health isn't tangible, so we don't celebrate it. Sleeping, chilling with friends isn't income-making and activity, so we don't celebrate it. We have been taught not to celebrate the slow. Even from Indian cinemas like Three Idiots says that life ek race hai, agar tez nahi bhagoge to koi aur aage nikal jayega. And it's funny because I am the biggest child of hustle culture, productivity culture, capitalistic, internalized capitalism culture. As someone who is a workaholic in grades, in work, in life, all of it, I have been having these realizations at the time of my exam, and we treat life like checkboxes. Busyness becomes this anchor of self, almost like time is finite and a handful of seconds which you have to invest in the future. There is always future. But what about now, the present? And I hate it. Being slow is a failure to success because it's the definition we learned and it's so flawed. Okay, we worship retirements, school holidays, bank holidays, weekends, and the rest 90% of our lives are dictated by the society. So it became a question of time. Aaj tumne kya achieve kiya? And if the answer to that is nothing, they want you to feel guilty. Because everything about the way of the world we have been raised, the only reason you learn, you go to the school to get good grades, to go to the better university, and better university will give you a better job, and the reason for better job is that you can make more money. Nowhere in the equation is learn because learning is fun. It's always work hard because it drives money, and that's the system we live in. And the idea to work hard stops everyone from asking the question with the hope that they can achieve a slice of that wealthy dream. I have been thinking this. I love working. I love being productive. I love having goals. I love the feeling of investing. Learning more about technology and finance is exciting to me. It's because this stuff has always been celebrated to me throughout my life. I am someone who lives on the edge of quality and quantity, but I focus on the result to be produced. If it's in the long term, I will be focusing on quality, but if it's in the short term, I focus only on the quantity, because something has just needed to be done. It doesn't require the best version of ourselves. So do it without adding any quality. For example, I need to solve 10 math questions. I can solve them in my brain also, without any pen. Then why should I pick up a pen and start writing in my bad handwriting for all those 10 questions, which answers I already know in my brain? I want to ask you all an important question. Are breaks important? From my point of view, it is important. Because if you don't break, then you won't be creative. You will have creative blocks. Last year, I was doing daily video editing. So I realized that no dude, this is not the way you work. The next day, I sat and reviewed all the videos that I have edited and found out that after a few points, I have been doing the same style of it. I didn't improve a bit, and it was because I was not having any creativity left for me to put in those videos, so I dropped everything of that. When I was giving day off to my teams without even asking by them, then my manager once said to me, "Vishnu, there is so much work to be needed to be done, and you are saying let them have fun." I said, "Look, they have worked on a project that was challenging for them, and if they can't get the moments to enjoy that, then at the next project maybe they will feel burnout." And I talked to the client after that, and the results were so awesome. One thing I started doing these days was that intentionally investing time in looking into myself, reading a book, writing for fun, coding for fun, and podcasting. None of them are income making activities, but even for feelings, I had started making time for it. I really need to process all the emotions and reflections on the beauty of being slow. We have to work hard for making money. In the world that we live in to fulfill our dreams. Education, a degree, striving for better jobs, all of those are the biggest tools of social mobility. I can understand hustle culture, why is it so important to give yourself a better life. So go work hard, go dream, go hustle, but try to celebrate sometime, something that just makes you happy beside all the numerical achievements that the society have given you. There's no need to hurry. The slow productivity will bring better results in the future. You can let yourself a little bit young, wild, dumb, free, messy, and don't feel guilty. So yeah, that's all for today's episode. Let me know what are your point of view on the hustle culture which is quaking right now. Is it good? Is it bad? And how you are managing it? See you next week. Till then, this is Vishnu Chaudhary signing off.